The way to reduce fear is to increase action. And the way to increase confidence is to increase action. Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast and to our Consistency 365 series. I'm Elizabeth Benton. Thanks so much for spending a few minutes of your day with me today. I shared this visual on Instagram. It was such a good one. I don't even know where it came from off the top of my head. Just another one of those things that very serendipitously shows up in my feed from somebody I don't follow. But it was this visual of fear and confidence. So often when we're at the starting point of a new endeavor, whether it's starting a business, getting out of debt, increasing your fitness, losing a lot of weight, at that starting point, there's generally not a lot of confidence. And for a lot of us, there's a fair amount of fear. Fear of failure, fear of missing out, fear of going about it the wrong way, fear of judgment, fear of how it's going to impact your social life or your marriage or anything like that. And the thing about this lack of confidence or this abundance of fear is that those things actually keep people from taking action a lot of times. I'm just feeling too afraid of missing out. I'm feeling too afraid of failure, or I just don't have the confidence that I need. How do I build my confidence? How do I reduce my fear? The answer is action, because action reduces fear and action increases confidence. So as you stand here, so many of us, if we're listening to this around the air date, so many of us are taking on new goals, new initiatives. We're feeling more serious and more committed than maybe we have in the recent past. Know that fear is normal and lack of confidence is normal. These are not problems. They are not things we need to avoid. We do not need to fix them before we start. You know, I talk often about how when I was 350 plus pounds and I had been yo-yo dieting for decades, I had zero confidence in my ability to lose weight. Absolutely zero. And there's a lot of people who proclaim things like believe in yourself and you have to see it in order to believe it and all of these different things. You don't need belief. You don't need confidence to start. That is built along the way. And I had failed so many times before. I had let myself down so many times before. But with one kept promise, and then two kept promises, and then 10 kept promises, even though they weren't always consecutive, there were certainly missteps and mistakes along the way. But as I got further in the journey and I stayed in the game and I kept trying, my confidence grew. I think about something I shared in terms of what I was most proud of in 2023. I did a year-end recap. I think it was episode 1156. And I talked about in that episode how the thing that I am the most proud of in the entirety of 2023 is that I just stayed in the game, right? There were so many difficult and challenging things with the twins and their doctor's appointments and making sure we were giving enough time to Roman and also trying to figure out how to get one-on-one time with the girls and not just have it be the girls versus Roman, but really treat Piper and Charlie as separate beings, and then figuring out how I could work and when I would work and getting my brain back online, all of these different things. I stayed in the game and I never quit. And so from a parenting perspective and from a business perspective and from a marriage perspective, I had very little confidence at the start of all that I would figure it out, that it would work, that we would be okay, that I would be able to, for lack of a better word, balance it all. And there was also a lot of fear. And it's only in action, it's only in staying in the game, it's only in being engaged with trying new things and never giving up that confidence grows and fear subsides. So no matter how you're feeling as you pursue your goals, know that action is a massive part of the solution, no matter what the problem is. I'll see you tomorrow.